I'm gonna set it up for recording. I'll be right back. Well, good morning, and we praise God for each of you on the call today. For truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. So here it is, the fifth day of December. And I tell you, we thank God today for his keeping power. We thank God for bringing us to this, the last month of the year, the fifth day of the last month. And we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give him praise. And God has sustained us. He continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me, where would we be? And so we're indeed grateful for God yet keeping us around for a minute to see what he yet has in store. Aren't you glad that you serve a God who has included you in his plan for this day? And so we ought to take advantage of the opportunity that he's afforded us, and we ought to let our light so shine in such a way that others might be able to see God moving and working in our lives. Well, we're certainly grateful for each of you who continue to support this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we praise God for your continued support of the ministry. Let me give you the playback number, even as we prepare to go into this brief time together today. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. There's a word found in Romans, the 10th chapter, in verse number 17, a very familiar passage of scripture. Hope that it will encourage you even as you prepare for what God has in store for you today. It says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Let me say that again. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." It's not really what we see, but it's what we hear. Isn't that powerful? Because many times we can get caught up in looking at things in the natural, and God has already sustained us through what we have heard and what we are yet hearing. So our faith increases as a result of hearing the word, and God gives us what we need in order to be sustained to go through whatever difficult situation that we might find ourselves in. Because all too often people marvel at the fact that you are able to continue to endure difficult situations without giving up. And I tell you, when you have that faith on the inside, the truth is that there's faithfulness that's rooted and grounded in your faith. I said there's faithfulness that's rooted and grounded in your faith, because the Bible is clear when it says that faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so if you knew what they knew, you would hang on in there too. Let me say that again. If they only knew what you knew, you would hang on in there. They would hang on in there too. That's why, my brothers and sisters, and so it's so important for us to center ourselves around the word, because his word is what sustains us. His word is what gives us strength. His word is what comforts us. His word is what gives us the boldness and the tenacity to continue to endure, even when it looks like things are falling apart, even when it looks like things are not going according to our timetable. We have to trust the timing of God, and we know that his word comforts even when we are going through very difficult times. I don't know where I would be if it were not for his word. And look, you know, you have to continue to allow this word to be a seed and fertile soil unto our souls. And we've all felt like giving up from time to time. But when we think about the goodness of the Lord, and when we think about his word and how his word impacts us, and how his word empowers us, if there's nothing on the inside, then we have nothing to draw upon when we go through very difficult times. But I praise God for his word. And so if we have ever attempted to do God's will and experience difficulties after difficulties as a result of it. You know, it's like you're like contemplating and feeling like just throwing in the towel and feeling as if nobody cares. But the next time, my brother, the next time, my sister, you think about giving up, see Jesus on the cross of Calvary. The next time you think about throwing in the towel, remember that they hung him high and they stretched him wide. Isn't that what they say? And he stayed on the cross through excruciating pain. He didn't give up. He remained on that cross even while they marked him and they pierced him in the side. He had the power to, and he had the power to deliver them to himself, yet he chose to hang on in there. And so there's a powerful revelation there in that Jesus is saying the next time we think about giving up, just hang on in there. The next time we think about throwing in the towel, as we've already said, the next time we think about it's an unbearable situation, hang on in there. He did it for us and we can do it for him. Remember that our witness is on the line and people are observing. You may not see them, but people are observing. People are watching. People are checking you out. And I want to tell you this, and I think I've said it before. You can outlive what's trying to outlive you. Wow, that's for somebody today. You can outlive what's trying to outlive you. You have to trust the timing of God. Don't grow weary in well-doing. For the Bible says, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. So I want to encourage you, even in the midst of everything that you're going through and experiencing, you ought to think about the goodness of Jesus and think about his word and think about how each time you get into this word, his word gives you strength. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. And so we're encouraged by the word. Our faith is increasing each time we hear this word. Romans 10 and 17 is true. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so here's what I want you to do this day as you prepare for what yet lies ahead. Maybe make a list of things that have caused you, have given you thought about giving up or throwing in the towel. Go over that list and pray for strength and ask God to preserve you in the midst of everything that you're going through. Some people are facing some tremendous obstacles during this season. Some are yet still grieving, and some are remembering loved ones who are no longer here. But I tell you, God has promised that he would listen to you, and God's word is what will give you the strength to say, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to continue to press on to see what the end will be like. So don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, the Bible says, we shall reap if we faint not. So I just want to encourage you today through that very simple word to trust the timing of God in your situation. You've heard me say it before, and we need to continue to repeat it over and over again. He is indeed an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him to, but I know I have about 10 witnesses who are on the call today who knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's always right on time. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him. So the next time you think about throwing in the towel, rely upon this word and know that this word is indeed a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So I want to encourage you to stay in that word. That's what's going to sustain you. That's what's going to give you the strength that you need in order to endure and continue to press toward the mark. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we're extremely grateful for this day. We thank you for our lives at this very moment. We bless you and we honor you, and we yet give you praise. And so, God, we pray that you would give us everything that we need through your word to continue to look to you and continue to remember the awesome sacrifice that was paid, that we might experience life and joy more abundantly. And so, God, we pray that even during this Advent season, as we stand on tiptoe and anticipation of your return, help us to be nourished by this word. Help us to be encouraged by this word. Help us to stand tall even in the face of adversity. Help us, O God, to rely upon the word of God to give us what we need and increase our faith so that we can move out and so we can stretch out and so we can claim victory over situations and circumstances that doesn't even appear to be possible. But we know that with you, all things are possible. And so, God, for that man or that woman who's on the call today, and they're yet struggling and they are really trying to make sense of it all, help them, oh God, to get into that word and just find what they need in order to be sustained in this season. So we love you today. We honor you. We pray for those who are bereaved and those who are yet going through very difficult times, and we yet give you praise. Now, God, even as we move forward into the remainder of this day, we pray that you will order our steps and lead us in the way in which you would have us to go. We love you today, God, and we honor you. Thank you for sustaining us by your word. Thank you for giving us what we need to let our light shine in such a way that others might be able to see you moving and working in our lives. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And I hope that this fifth day of December will give you what you need in order to be a witness for Christ. And don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing, because we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved to do some saving, and we're loved by God that we might love somebody else. All right. So you be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.